Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Episode 64 in the Dangle Dun.
64.
One will tell all of your enemy and your friend. Arms house in your mum's house back again. And it's. I'll bring arms out to
your mum's house! Bitch.
And it goes. Big up, everybody. Yes. This is episode 64 of Arms House to Your Mum's House. How are you doing, Maddie? Do you know what I was just doing? Do you know what I was just fucking doing 5 seconds before the fucking pod?
Having a wank.
Going through the bin. Almost, bruv. Almost. Yeah. Going through the bin to find a little fucking metal, like, whatever it was. A little fucking metal bit to fix a pair of nail clippers. Because it's the... Is this... Here they are. Here, the fuckers. This little bit.
Jesus, here. those are big nail clippers,
these are
for, man.
These are, mate, do you know how long I've had black toenails? Bruv, this is the thing. I'll send the podcast bare photos of black toenails because of football. I've never got normal toenails.
Jeez.
For years and years. Because, bruv, when that happens, when you get stamped on, your toenail goes black. It doesn't just fall off. But the underneath grows out, so you have to wait for a whole nail to come up.
Disgusting.
Now, when we was at my wedding on the beach, I had about all of my feet were just black. All the toes are black. And all of the gal them loved it.
I didn't
see it.
I wasn't checking.
They were calling black toe.
I wasn't checking out your toes, man, when we were on
is
the
it
beach.
Was one black toe.
I'm absolutely hurting all over, man. I painted yesterday. And man, I didn't stretch. That's my first painting of the year, and my legs are just fucked, man.
Was it your first time painting without stretching? You're kind of pointing out that you didn't stretch.
Well, I never stretch.
You usually get a stretch in before painting.
No, I don't, but I should start, man. Fucking hell, I'm in that much pain right now. It's like I played 90 minutes.
From what? Crouching and like painting the bottom bits
just,
and shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just, well, being on my feet, you know, all day and just, yeah, crouching down, standing up, crouching down. Just my legs are just fucked, man. It's not good.
Mav, it's not good. You got to do stuff. Listen, your body is rotting away.
I know.
That's what it is at our age. It's just doing nothing else. We're losing everything. You lose muscle mass, bone density, red blood cell.
I refuse.
Fucking everything. You lose everything, bro. You got to keep it up as much as you can naturally from doing stuff. But you have to do that.
Yeah, I know, man. I got to get on it, man. I never exercise, man.
Never. Because it's a difficult thing to do. It's hard, it's annoying, it's bright, it gets in the way. That's why you got to do it.
But I don't want to go to the gym. I don't like the gym, man. I want to play a sport.
You've got to do some sort
or do like a martial art or just go for a run or something. I might just start running, man. Fuck it. Start off slow and then just
running
go for a run.
Don't do running. It's got nothing. Have you seen like people who run a lot? They get like tight, wrinkled, old faces. It looks like it's matured too much, too skinny, too like.
Yeah, but I'm not going to run in fucking Arctic winds and shit, yeah? Like,
you will, you'll be running outside. If you get into running, you'll be running fucking, you know what I mean? Getting it, you're like, theme, I'm going to do the half marathon in Eden Park.
I'll never be that dude, man. I'll never be that guy.
I'm taking my creatine and my protein. I'm taking everything. You know? Now, you've got to do some sort of resistance training. You can look at photos there of people who fall over and get injuries. So basically like 75 and up. That sort of age, yeah. You can fall over and get an injury. When you look at the scan of the difference between someone who works out at that age and someone who doesn't, working out is weight resistance. Some form of weight, as long as it's a little bit of weight resistance, the bone density is much thicker. The muscle around it is still protecting it more. It's completely different compared to someone who doesn't do anything. You basically hollow out. Like you completely hollow out. You lose everything. Bone density, bone mass, structure, blood in your vein, everything, because your body doesn't need it. Your body's saying to you, why am I going to do that? I'm going to give you the body that needs to do what you do, or what you do, or what you do, or what you do, whatever it is. And if you're doing something tough, your body will say, fuck me, I've got to give this guy something that can put up with the shit. That's it. But when you get old, you have nothing, bruv.
Bro,
press ups at home, bruv. stuff like that. Press resistance. Yeah.
Oh mate, I can't even remember last time I even attempted a press up.
Exactly. You could, well, if we could do it on the arms house. You could set yourself, yeah. But this week you're doing 20 press ups, you know, 10 press ups a day. But 10 press ups a day. But have you done 200 press ups easily by the next day?
I don't think I could do 10 press ups, mate.
Of course you could.
Think, I don't.
You used to be Tonk. That's the other thing as well. You used to be Tonk. Well, you used to be physically, athletically fit.
I'm still Tonk, bruv. No, I'm not Tonk at all.
You're not Tonk at all, bruv.
Oh, mate.
No, but you used to be really athletic and shit.
Yeah. I still think I am athletic, but it's just my health. My health.
I still think I am athletic, but I've done nothing athletic to see if that's true. So when you actually do something, like, you will say, that's what our brains do, bruv. Mm. Still, when I'm playing football now, my brain says, I'm going to go like here, go like there, and I'm turning about. It can't do it anymore.
No, yeah.
Your brain still does it, but your body's like, ugh, much slower. Oh, fuck it, I fucked it up. It's gone.
Well, I can see that now, man. I just painted a piece. It wasn't even like a crazy piece. It was only a few hours, and I'm fucking feeling it now, man. Like, just standing up is fucking painful,
bruv, and you're
man.
Just painting. Your heart rate's not really that up. You're inhaling fumes instead.
I'm smoking all the time. Yo, I'm probably one of the most unhealthiest people you know, man. And we know some unhealthy motherfuckers. Nah, I can't be the unhealthiest, man. There's some fuckers.
Nowhere near.
Touch wood, man. I'm all right. But yeah, I definitely need to start doing something.
Arms house start. And by next week, you've done 50 press-ups. So just 10 press-ups, not even for the full week. 10 press-ups a day.
Mm.
You've done 50.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I promise by next episode, man.
I'm going to do it.
Because the thing is, I've been doing...
You have to film it. You have to take a picture like to show that you've done it with like the newspaper of that day, like something. And then next arms house, you just post the 5 pics. Bap.
Now, people listening, they don't give a shit about me doing fucking push-ups, man.
They do because they don't want you to die.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what, I got sciatica in my back, a couple times now. It's fucked with me. So I do a little bit of exercises, like on the floor, just like kind of just back strength type stuff, just like kind of bending and lifting legs.
You should do yoga.
Yoga, I know, is a good thing, but
yoga now, overlooking the views of the A40. It's fucking wonderful, you know. Absolutely blinding. Fucking rank.
Yeah.
Yoga over the A40, breathing all the pollution.
I'm just much more rather like play a sport, man. You know?
You can't play sports, bruv.
I can't.
Let me tell you can't play sports now. You don't understand how much has changed. When I go to play sports, bruv, I'm getting dunked on by like 21-year-old
kids. Yeah, but it's not about getting dunked on, not getting dunked on. It's playing the sport, getting up, being active.
Yeah,
and
but you don't get
around,
in the team. Like, you're trying to get a bring in. So they're like, yo, the white dude's shit and old and grey. That's what they think.
Well, whatever. I'm going to join
football,
a shitty team.
Football's the only game I can still manage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay,
but
cool.
But fuck me.
Well, look, we're recording this on Sunday, but it comes out on Wednesday. And Wednesday, to my knowledge, is J. Dilla Day. So I've got one of my favorite J. Dilla tracks here when he was in Slum Village. Well, rest in peace, J. Dilla, first. He's a producer. We've spoken about him before. But anyway, I want to play this tune, I Don't Know, from Slum Village album, Fantastic Volume 2, I think it was. Let's just check it out and then...
I love the way you parred him off.
Yeah,
we've talked about Jay Dilla before. We're not going to talk about him again.
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. See, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. See, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. You could ask my man T. I ain't the to be. Play like the niggas that used to play for money and no time for acting. With me, you best believe that you won't. I'm influenced to like, and then I pick up the phone, shit,
I don't know,
she wants my cash flow, says, my loot as usual, my can says, it's him,
too,
to all my ladies in the place, I mean, your whole crew is like, you know, the S is my crew, we bro,
man, you know,
we got a whole flock of niggas with locks,
you know,
but I don't know why I'm fucking
with you,
I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you.
I don't know why.
It's like, you know you're scandalous as hell. Yeah,
I can tell from your nails to the Chanel. Say, let me do it, you doing it well. Trying my man, IL too.
Wait, see you, should do the things you do, but you constantly do. Also, you love to. See, I'ma get with you so we can. And if you don't know, your shit is crucial to all my.
I love that bit, man. Oh, it's so ill how he puts all the James Brown cuts
all
in there.
All the little bits in.
So ill, man. Just like that's just
what's it
a great,
called?
It's called "I Don't Know" by Slum Village. That's Slum Village. Let me remember who's in it. Obviously, J Dilla.
I was listening to them today.
Oh my god! How have I forgotten their names, man?
Oh, anyway, Bun Slum Village.
Anyway, yeah.
Bun Slum Village.
Can't believe I forgot their names.
We wearing denim, and you can't get them denim in. All that rhyming was decent. I've got to forget that tune either. Fuck. Wait, but listen. You were telling a story last week, and I was feeling left out because I can't remember any stories. And this week, I've remembered like a few stories.
Ooh.
And I can't remember what Amsterdam story I told last time.
You said about the cool girl from that porn website.
Oh, yeah, the receptionist part of the cool girl thing. Yeah, that was true.
You said you had another story, but I told you to allow it because we'd already
got. I was chatting to my brother. My brother is in Florida, and I haven't spoken to him for a while. I was chatting to my brother. And he reminded me of this fucking story. Yeah? He used to have a Peugeot 206, silver. Yeah. And so did my friend Pat. Yeah, me and Pat we met together when we were like mad nuts, like just completely snowboarding all the time, basically living in France, constantly in France. Trying to like be snowboarders, basically. A couple of dicks. It's getting fucked all the time. And
where in France would you go? Chamonix? No.
No, but with him, he had a house there, bro. I was there like all the time. So it wasn't in the Alps, it was in the Pyrenees, in the Pyrenees.
Okay.
And it was it's nowhere near as big. It's not that's a big part of this story, actually. It's nowhere near as big. Like, there's nowhere near as many people as going to the Alps and Val d'Isère and the Three Valleys and all that. There's nowhere near. And we together all the time. We got really good at snowboarding and had a great time. One time we were there, my brother had just hooked up with this new girl, and he just passed his driving test and shit. And he was driving this Peugeot silver 206, and they all looked exactly the same. And this geezer Pat, he had one as well, and it was an English one, but we had it in France, like all the steering wheels on the correct side. Do you know what I mean? Like all that shit. And we went, we got absolutely fucking smashed, and it's in the middle of nowhere, bruv. So if you want to get up to like a ski lift, you have to go up quite high. Do you know what I mean? You can't just like go down to the ski resort. You have to like get up quite high. So you have to drive up and up and up and up. We got very, very drunk, and we decided to go like night skiing, night riding. And went fucking all the way up to the top. Yeah, completely fucked. This is in the mountains where there's nothing. There's no like fence. It's not like a tourist resort. It's nothing. It's the Pyrenees Mountains. Yeah? You just got to go. And we went up to this tiny ski resort called Autocam. You're like, just go up to Autocam. Yeah, we'll go up there, and then we'll fucking like walk up mountains and shit, and like snowboard all the way back down to the house, wherever. Like flying off the roofs and shit because they're covered in snow. You know what I mean? It was gonna be good.
Hold on, theme. Can you hear drilling next door? Oh, stop now. It's next door there. Sorry to interrupt. Continue, man. If you can't hear it, then fuck it.
I can't hear it.
Okay.
So anyway, we got absolutely battered. We thought this was a good plan. And there was two birds there. Yeah, his missus, who was like a royal connection to the Madrid royal family here in Spain.
Damn.
She was called Mercedes.
Mercedes.
That's so Spanish.
Yeah.
She was this little bird that he'd linked to. She was like mad rich and shit. Fucking ridiculous. Called Mercedes, 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 Garcia, Blendin. Like, we went on for ages. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking Queen of Madrid. And this other bird who was mad posh. English
posh.
Yeah, mad English country kind of. I'm wearing wellies and going like that kind of like mad posh.
Okay. And it's you, your brother, and your mate Pat, yeah?
No, my brother's not there. Oh, my brother just there. So happens to be driving the same car and he's linked this new missus.
Okay, okay.
Yeah? Yeah. And she's a new missus. I've met her once, my brother's new missus. Yeah? And they're in London. They're in London. So we start driving up, and it's just complete eyes and rare. And we get to the top. We're like, this can't do this. Let's go back down. And Pat, who's completely fucked, and it's his dad's car, is doing the driving. So there's like a tiny car park at the top of this mountain, and everything's black. Like everything's no lights and no. It's like 3 a.m. Do you know what I mean?
And you're pissed.
I don't know if I should do it. It's really you're absolute battered.
My God,
battered. They used to do these things in France called shotties. Like this thing shotty when you felt like a bong, but it went like down really far. I don't know what it used to get battered off those, yeah. And licked off beers and alcohol and that. Anyway, the mountain's obviously much narrower and much thinner at the top, right? And much fatter at the bottom. We're at the very, very top where the car park is. We can't see the same way we came in. It's just like a square. There's like a bit of a blizzard. You know what I mean? Like, try and find the way out of the car park. Oh, but he doesn't, and he just drives off the mountain.
No.
And I remember like thinking, oh, my days. Because like, the car wasn't touching land, and we're all going down like that. All the skis and the snowball like through the windscreen
no
and shit.
No way.
Because they were just in the middle here, like chilling here. And the two birds were just like this, you know what I mean, at the back. And there's me and Pat in the front. And they went all smashed through the windscreen.
Fuck.
Thinking, fucking hell, we are fucked. I'm just thinking snow is going to slow us down, but it's going to come through the hole in the windscreen and we're just going to be like...
You literally went off a cliff like that.
Off it.
Jesus Christ.
Because we're at the top of this car park. Yeah? The car park's flat like this. There's one entrance.
One
exit coming off, like just to go start going down. Mm. We couldn't find it.
You literally
so we thought we found it. And he was going quickly because he's pissed. And he's...
Oh my God.
Mate. So we're absolutely fucked, but we all survive. Yeah. And the car is, we don't know because it's pitch black. We'll have driven off a mountain in the nighttime. So we don't know what angle it is. We can't see shit. You know what I mean? Trying to get out of the car, get these birds out of the car. And then we're thinking, try and get this, find the skis or like we'll try and get the snowboards. We can like sit them on our snowboards and try and like get down the mountain. Mm. Like basically bumboarding all the way down. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And we're fucked. We're fucked. And we can't do it. And we have to walk them, like help these people up. The birds. I mean, these people, help these two young podge birds who are completely bizarre, like completely out of their wits of what the fuck's just happened. Yeah. Complete. This bird's like royal family from Spain, like connected to, like she's mad posh when she speaks. And this other English bird, you know what I mean? Like some fucking trust fund bird is mental, like mental. And they are screaming and hollering, trying to get down. We don't know if the way we're going down is on the right, like until we hit, we just say we'll go down and eventually we'll hit a road. Because we know the road goes all the way around the mountain at some point. If we get down low enough, we'll get to a fucking thing. We do that. I don't remember how, but we must have bopped all the way back to the house. These birds like screwing up when they're going up to their waist, you know what I mean, in snow. Because we have to go off piece, just like walking down.
Oh my God.
Fucking nightmare. And I had this mad snowboard, 600-pound Burton Terjay Hackens. I was like properly into snowboarding for a long time. As you know, I was like, that's what I was doing. And I said, like, I'm not losing this fucking. So I had to carried my shit down as well. Got there. Next day, we're kind of not forgotten about it, but we're kind of like, fuck, yeah.
Well, was that a dream? Like, did you dream that?
Well, no, not really. Like, we know we're going to be like, how are we going to get... This is all like farmer's land and shit.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the fuck. So his brother, Dan, big up Dan, he's got like a Land Rover or something. We borrowed that and we went, we started driving up. We don't know what the fuck we're going to see. We don't know what the fuck's going on.
Jeez.
And driven up to the top and... trying to look for the car, and the car is like properly, comically, like halfway down, in completely in the middle of nowhere, just trees and shit like that. Oh yeah, that's it. When you start driving up, eventually you're going to the top of the mountain, off one of the other mountains, just like on the side, just this silver Peugeot 206,
just hanging,
completely
there,
fucked, oh, shit. Like, completely fucked.
Jeez.
And It just so happens, but from out of a gazillion and a bazillion chance, yeah, that my brother's missus had gone on holiday with her parents to the Pyrenees, yeah, for like a skiing holiday. This bird I've met once in my life. Got no idea. Like, you know, thought she lived in Hammersmith. And that was it. That was it. That's all I knew about her. Yeah. She knew that I was out in the Pyrenees somewhere snowboarding. Yeah. She went out with her family. She went to the same fucking mountain, yeah, in the Pyrenees and did that same drive. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And by the time she got to the certain point, saw like this silver Peugeot 206. It's exactly the same as Big Steve's car. Yeah. Yeah. Like, exactly the same. She's thinking maybe he's come to link me or something like that. And she's like talking to her parents, like, isn't that? And she was quite posh as well, yeah. Isn't that like, look like Stephen's car, darling? She's like, fucking hell, yeah, it does. Yeah. Like, it does. And there's no like English there. It's all like tractors and shit. And then there's suddenly like this fairly new, shiny, like 206, halfway down the mountain, like for full view of anyone who's driving these little roads.
Jeez.
So she bells my mum and dad's house, Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And says, like, is Stephen at home? Then and there, is there like a Peugeot 206, like in the house? And then she's like, and they're like, yeah, he's absolutely fine. And something about, I can't remember what it was, but something about like, oh, they know I'm there. And my dad's like, yeah, it's probably him anyway, like tripping and driving. Yeah.
Damn.
But the smallest of small worlds, because we was at a Christmas dinner. And one day this girl, I can't remember if it's her or her parents or whatever, was talking about this story like it was a story. So one time we were in the Pyrenees and we were driving in there and I was there. I never knew this bird had seen this or anything. This is another gazillion and trazillion thing. Yeah?
That's a crazy
concept. I was at this Christmas dinner and she starts like telling a story like you do at the table about this thing that happened. Yeah? This thing that happened was she went skiing on and she saw like this Peugeot tourist. It had obviously been farted and like driven right off a cliff and it was in the middle of nowhere, And I eventually picked up on it and said, yo, where was that? And she's like, yeah, in the Pyrenees. And I started asking her questions. And it was the same fucking guy. That's how I found out and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
my God.
What the fuck is going on?
That's a crazy coincidence.
So my dad found out that we did drive a car off the fucking mountain and he went fucking militant. Like militant. But up till that point, I had it like, there was years later. Do you know what I mean?
So you how did you get the car off the cliff edge?
We found like one of those proper like Pyrenees farmer geezers.
With like a tractor or whatever they
barely reached. Understand like anything he says. So. Yeah, and he had a snowplow. He was the snowplow geezer, like up 3:30 in the morning plowing the roads. And we found him and he pulled it out with his snowplow, reversed back and pulled it out and shit, and the car was fucked.
Oh my god.
And his dad wasn't in France, he was in England, you know what I mean? We had to go and tell his dad and then.
So you couldn't get the car back?
His dad and everything. No, it was fucked.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I thought so, yeah.
So we got it back onto that car park thing.
But you just couldn't drive it, nothing. It was just gone straight.
No, we did drive it a little bit. We tried to, because it was going to go downhill. But I'm like going, Paddy, there's no windscreen. We're going to get... Like that geezer's blatantly going to call the police. It is ridiculous.
No doubt.
Fucking hell, man. That was nuts.
That's crazy, man. And the coincidence of someone telling you a story.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the coincidence bit.
That's nuts.
Of A, the new girl. I never met her. She's just a new girlfriend. I've met her once. B, years later, C, she's seen it.
Yeah.
This one random fucking driven off a cliff fucking nuts thing.
And even the coincidence that your mate had exactly the same car as your brother and for her to even think it and then to bring it up at the table when you were there and shit. It's just
crazy.
And
my dad's like, you're a fucking dick!
Yeah, exactly.
I think he had to pay. Big up Kieran as well. Big up Kieran, yeah, because he had to pay Kieran, who's my mate's dad. You had to pay him. I think I had to pay him some money because
I tried
to get it fixed and shit.
Oh, man. But Matt, you just reminded me of something. Talking about coincidences, yeah? I got a story and you want to talk about coincidence, yeah?
I want to talk about coincidence.
Bruv. Okay. Let me try and remember this now properly. My family are from Syria, yeah? And my dad, his sister was married to this guy and they had three kids. And then all of a sudden, one day, out of the fucking blue, he disappeared.
Yeah.
Have I told you this story?
No.
I might have. I don't know if I've told you, but it's the maddest story. Yeah.
No, you haven't. I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about funerals and stuff like that.
Okay. This dude just packed a bag and ducked out. He just left.
Wait. Who was he?
My auntie's husband. Yeah. So my dad's sister's husband. Okay. Yeah. And they had three kids. Yeah. And he just bopped.
And you knew him as well or not?
I met him a couple of times. Yeah. When I went, because I used to go to Syria every year. You know, we used to go and see all the family. I see my dad's side, go see my mum's side, my dad's
side.
But
he's not like some distant dude. Like, no. You've met him. You've seen
him. Met him a couple of times. And just out of the blue, it's not like he wanted a divorce or they wanted to break up or they were having troubles. He just literally disappeared. He packed a bag and ducked out. Yeah. Ran away, man, which is really fucked up.
What, during the daytime, just one, she came home.
I don't know the exact detail of that, okay? But I just know that he just was there one day and then gone, yeah? They're trying to find him. They're like making phone calls. He's disappeared, yeah?
In Syria.
I don't know. He just disappeared. We're trying to find him, calling. He's just gone. And now 3 years later, maybe it was longer, maybe 4 years. 4 years later, he's still gone. No one's heard from him. We've moved on, whatever. My dad is driving through Ealing Broadway. And he looks out the window. And he fucking sees him, man. He sees this dude. I can't even remember this guy's name. I think his name was
Hassan. In Ealing Broadway.
In Ealing Broadway.
He disappeared from Syria when he left.
From Syria. Apparently, he got a job in London and then was living in Norfolk. And he just happened to be in Ealing Broadway when my dad was driving. Oh, we live in Ealing, yeah? So he was driving past, looked out the window. The last person he expected to see is this dude. And he was like, straight away was like that. Yeah, jumped out, grabbed him, and went, "What the fuck? Where the fuck have you been?" Dashed him in the car, brought him back to the house, and just called his sister and go, "I found him." He was just up the road. You know what I mean?
Fuck, man.
Of all the places he could have gone to run away, he was in Ealing Broadway station.
Such a beautiful Arab community, though. He had to come. He had to come.
So that's a mad coincidence that of all the places he went, he fucking went to Ealing. Anyway, then they reconnected them over the phone. And then he was like, "Yeah, I promise." And like, whatever. And then he disappeared again. And now he doesn't live in London. I mean, we don't know. He might live in London, but he definitely is not coming to Ealing Broadway. That's for sure. But he disappeared again. He stayed in contact with my auntie for maybe a week.
Disappeared again.
And then just, he really didn't want to hang with her, man.
Did he not answer any questions? Like, where the fuck did you go?
He just said, like, you know, he was just a fucking idiot, man. He just, you know, rather than do it the proper way, you know what I mean? You get a divorce, you know, sort the kids out, move away, you know what I mean? And do it properly. He just fucking did a dickhead move. He was just that like that. And he got caught, man. But now he's at large still.
Fuck it up.
Yo, man, it's crazy, man. Yo, I got a little bit of a rant as well, man. I just remembered.
Yeah? Give us a rant.
I'll tell you what annoys me, man, on Instagram is people posting that their posts are being taken down or blocked by Instagram. They're like, "Oh, look, they're censoring me." They're not censoring you, motherfucker. It's an automated thing. You blatantly wrote a few words that were fucked up. Like,
they're,
you know,
censoring me.
And I'm like, they're not fucking censoring you, man. Just be careful how you phrase things. You know what I mean? Because you can't be inciting hatred. You can't be, you know what I mean, calling people's names. You can't, you know what I mean? There's certain restrictions you got to work within, or you can work around them as well. But people are like going, "Oh, look," like they're making a post about it. You know what I mean? Going, "Look, they're censoring me. I only wrote about this. And look, it's the New World Order. It's the fucking Illuminati. All it's whatever." And I'm like, fuck off, man. No one's looking at your fucking shitty post. You fuck. It's all automated anyway, you fuck. You know what I mean? Like, they, like, Instagram have got a team of guys looking at every post you make going, "Nah, man, we got to censor this guy. Fucking Dick, Tom, Dick and Harry in fucking Northfield."
You can't even call, If people look like a dick these days, this is what really fucks me off, yeah?
Yeah.
When you get on the train and someone just looks like an absolute dick, yeah? And back in the days, everyone would know that this geezer was a dick. He looked like a fucking flagrant dickhead.
For example, like what? What would be a giveaway for
this geezer was on like the train with like a long, long leather jacket. Like that fucking film Matrix, jacket. With this is last week, like there's no sun. You know, he's got sunglasses on. Oh my god, you just reminded me of this geezer who lives here. You know, I've moved to this new place. Fuck me.
Oh, that's right. Cool. Yeah. Have you bumped into your neighbours yet?
No, I haven't really. Haven't. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. But you can't. You remember like Junction 13 or whatever it was at college? Yeah? Everyone was a dickhead. You could just go in there and just shout, "You're a fucking dickhead." You could do what you want. Nowadays, it's considered like really harsh. It's overly compensated for. You can't be so upset for calling people a dick. You're not allowed now to go up to someone and just say, "Look, mate, you look like a fucking dick."
It's never been okay to do that.
No, it is. It used to be okay.
We used to do it, but it doesn't make it okay, man.
You just look at it. You need to know, bruv. Yeah? Sitting on the tube like this, and he had like this fucking different colored stripy socks, but those trousers that finish way before your ankles.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
All, like, everything.
Did he have pointy shoes?
It's That's like they're trying shoe. To make you come up to them. Yeah. They're just seeing how much your aggressive defense is. Yeah. You're like, "Oh, God, go and tell him he's a fucking dick. I've got to go." Like, look, he's deliberately making me look. Yeah, he's deliberately. I need to go and tell this geezer you look like a fucking dick. But it's not allowed anymore. You can't even diss people in the slightest. You cannot diss people anymore. You cannot diss things. If you diss someone for like, if you diss oatmeal, if you say the wrong word, like, "I drink normal milk." What do you mean you drink normal milk? There's normal milk. There's no normal milk. Yeah. Everything, what you're saying, my milk's abnormal. You're like, fucking hell. Like, everyone is such a fucking pussy. It does me in because I have to remember that all the time.
Mm.
All the time. Because I want to talk to people like they're normal, like they're my friends. And at work or in any kind of scenario, you're like, "Oh, fucking hell, I can't say what I want to say." Because you can't say it.
I'm going to push back a little bit.
I'm listening.
There are certain aspects of that I think is for the better. You know what I mean? People should be more conscious of what they're talking about. You know what I mean? You don't want to exclude people.
Not everyone's stupid. That's the thing. That's the annoying thing.
And that's the other thing.
Not everyone is fucking stupid. And you don't have to be like, I don't need anyone on earth to tell me what's harsh to say to someone and what's not. And in what kind of scenario and in what kind of intent and then what kind of thing it's about. If it's about something personal or about, you know, there's boundaries and everything. It's just fucking ridiculous.
No, but theme, even this podcast kind of proves my point that, you know, we've said some outlandish shit on this podcast and, like, you know, most people just show nothing but love, you know? Okay.
Yeah, but do you remember when I text you and I said, I finally realized the best thing about Arms House for me is I'm just going to say what I want.
Yeah.
I start saying what I want.
And I'm just
Which reminds me of that time in Amsterdam. There's so many times in Amsterdam. I was there 23 times, bro.
You crazy.
And I stopped because I thought to myself, I'll always remember this. It's Michael Jordan. It's 23. This is perfect.
Okay.
This is perfect. And I think I've been back once since. Because this was like, you know, 10, whatever, 15 years ago. That I stopped getting. But I've been back once since, but for like a different sort of thing. Fuck me. My first ever time in Dam. It was my fucking 16th birthday. Yeah. And my dad shuts it down. He's like, "You're not getting." All my mates in my room, we've all got the ticket. Everyone's going. We've rented a home, like a what's it called? Youth hostel. The shits you used to rent, like a grasshopper in the greenhouse and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Never in the grass.
The Winston. There was one called the Winston that we used to stay at.
I used to always stay at the greenhouse.
On Womoa Strat.
Always.
And there was a place called Coffee Shop 36. It's closed down now because it got sued by Bodie. Mark Bodie and them, because they had
that was the branding outside.
Everything was Vaughan Bodie stuff, and then they got
Vordenbrummer Street or something. Shit, I almost then remembered the fact that's like a next to Red Light Street.
It was Womoa Strat.
They don't say Womoa.
Well, whatever. I'm saying it phonetically. It's like Womoa Strat.
Womoa Strat.
Yeah, something like that.
Was it Womoa Strat?
That's from
That's where the greenhouse was.
Yeah, that was.
That's
the
where
end
all
there.
Of those kind of places were. Yeah. Where like young English kids in Reebok classics and fucking Fred Perry jumpers were going.
Oh yeah, and there was eight of us in a room. You know what I mean? Four bunk beds and shit, and like everyone's pouring water and fucking because everyone's like. Like messing with each other while you're sleeping.
So we're going out. So I'm not allowed to go. My dad's like, yeah, you're not going.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's my fucking birthday. Bruv.
He knows. He knows.
That's
what
why
you're
we're going.
He knows.
He's like, yeah, you're not going. Mm. He knows why we're going. And I'm trying. Do you remember? Have you ever done that, Blake? Do you remember my dad back in the day about damn? No. There's loads of like culture and pictures.
Yeah. I'm going to the Van
Gogh Everyone Museum. Did that. Everyone, but you just got to say, like, we're going to see the windmills.
Yeah, exactly.
All the parents. Imagine my kids coming and tell me that. No, Dad, yeah, no. Like, the windmills, Dad. Windmills, there's like museums there. There's canals. It's really nice. What are you talking about? Bruv, stop lying to me. You're going to smoke weed, bang hookers. No. I swear to God. No, but at least people are going there to smoke weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, yeah. Straight up.
He said, you're not going. I think I might have had problems with weed, like a police thing already.
Mm.
Like, I mean, to like bring to the house kind of thing. And he's like, you're not going. How'd you say? So they all fucked off. They all just went, yeah, to damn.
Oh, shit. You didn't go then. Cunts. Fuck.
Wasn't allowed. Next day, from the fights with my dad, He did one of those, right, fuck it, I like, just do what you want, fuck off.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
the end of like a long time.
Yeah.
You're a cunt. You know what I mean? So, and I went, fucking Bosch went, yeah.
What, on train or easy jet? Or
told them
like
the next day, yo, I'm coming now. And I got the next day, flew there.
Yeah.
And got there. So they've all been chilling there, they're all licked. I'm trying to find the place, and it was some. I think it was the fucking greenhouse. But there's like the top room, you know. I mean, not the top rooms in quality, but the actual top room. It's a bit bigger. It's the whole square footage of the attic space.
Mm.
So they're up there. You go up there, and everyone goes fucking mental. Like, we go mental. So for the first time ever in Dam, as like kids, we get pissed.
Mm-mm.
You just always go and then just get lean. Like, oh, do you know about those mango fruities? Bro? Yeah, I have one of them. Yeah, so you don't sip a drink of alcohol.
No.
So we've got licked, absolutely licked. Yeah. And they're like, right, it's your birthday. We're going down to see the hookers at Red Light District. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what the f-? So we're going down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, like eight of us. And we're like, we're 16. I'm 16. Some of them are 15. Some of them are 16. Yeah. Do you remember me, bruv? I looked about 10.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, oh, bruv, I look ridiculous.
Yeah.
About seven. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And went to Damia. Yeah? And we get to the first like corner of like the main strip where all the red light goes down. And not one of the sides, like the main corner where the canal's going over. We just end up there, bang.
Yeah.
And there's a bird in the corner, on the corner in her door there. And I like look at her for like 1 second. And I was like, right, you looked at her, that's it, you're going to go back. Go around and around and around. It's the red light district doing all that, you know, looking at, like, being 16-year-old kids and like looking at like fully grown birds.
Yeah.
In the doorway and shit, loving it and shit. And we get back around, they get back around there and we split up. We get back around eventually to that same corner and my mates have paid the hooker. And he said, right, when he comes around the corner, he's going in straight in.
Mm.
And I don't know. And I'm coming, we're going around the corner. Get there. And she opens the door. And I kind of just like naturally just walk in there. Because all of my friends are there. Like, yeah! They're all outside screaming.
Typical.
Screaming
fucking...
like this. Like, yeah! As I walk in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I walk in and the first thing this woman says to me, is how old are you?
Yeah, exactly. Do you need to be breastfed?
And I'm like 16 today. I'm 16 today.
Oh, 16 you told today. Her. Oh, shit.
She makes me, I had my passport on me because I was a youth.
Yeah.
She makes me show her my passport. Yeah.
Damn.
But I have it on me. So I'm like, yeah, I have it on me. And she's like properly studies it to make sure because it was my birthday.
Yeah.
Exactly. She can't. She's like a professional. She's been nicked. You know
but 16, surely 16 is too young.
But she doesn't want to bang a kid.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
But this was in the 90s. It was definitely 16.
Oh, okay, cool.
And, or like the very early 2000s.
Mm.
And she's like, looks at it, she's right, strip off and get on the bed, yeah? And all my bridges are outside.
No.
There's like eight of my bridges outside. I can hear them all the time, hear everything. Yeah? And I'm fucking nervous as dick.
Yeah,
like,
I bet.
Oh, yeah. But the thing, this is the woman, this is how I lost my V-plates, bruv. Was this hookup, bruv. But I didn't even bang her. I couldn't even bang her.
Yeah,
I couldn't bang her because I was so fucking nervous.
Too much stress. Fucking
mad stress.
Yeah. And your never mate's outside going,
never penetrated anybody. She's just a fully grown woman. Like, she was tall and like long hair. And I was like, yo, this woman's a woman. Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Jesus.
Sit on the bed. I think I'd probably get my boxers on. I just sat there. Like, she's gone off there to get naked, comes back. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah. And I have to take my pants off in front of this bird. Like, I've never even taken my pants off in front of some bird before. You know what I mean? I'm shitting my fucking pants.
And you're buzzing as well.
Yeah. Matt, but like, feeling a bit pissed. And she says, basically, you've got to get a bonus so I can put the condom on here. And I'm like, this is absolutely not that. With me, like my 15-year-old body standing in like, and her like sitting there, I'm like, this, what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't like toss it off in front of in front of this woman. I'm thinking, what disgusting. And they're all shouting outside of what to do and where, you know, all that kind of shit. And she's like, your mate's outside. She brings it up. I'm like, yeah, I can't get a boner yet. Like, there's no way I'm getting a bone in there. And I remember lying, now I'm lying on the bed, and the side of the bed, which was the wall, was mirrors.
Mm.
Yeah? And I'm looking, so I'm completely naked, I've got my socks on, and I'm looking at my immature, adolescent, like, nothingness. Yeah. Just observing, like, what am I doing, like, here, like, I don't know what. And then I looked at her, and I was like, fully grown woman. Like, just like,
a
woman, you know what I mean? Like, God, no. And I said, oh, maybe you can, like, you know, like, toss me off. You know what I mean? She goes there, gets like a pair of tweezers and just sit there like this. And I remember lying next to the glass, just looking at this bird, like going like this, like, what the fuck? Like, she was feeling uneasy. Do you know what I mean? She was like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm looking at her in the mirror, just tossing off my little peck, and I'm going, oh, this is.
Oh, my days.
And
so she was thinking in her head, she was thinking,
well, she was thinking, I'm bringing nonsense.
I'm
bringing nonsense.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what the fuck's going on there. I can't even remember if I ejaculate or not. I can't remember shit. But I'm not. I remember that everyone's outside.
Mm.
And they're on like a kind of football. It's kind of like a football team one.
Did you blag it then when you came out? Did you be like, "Wee, yeah, I did it"?
No.
Nah.
Bro, I don't know what's going on when I come. I have to like go over the head. Put my trousers on in front of this woman, like, absolutely shit. Do I just go outside? Do I just like a walk outside? Do you know what I mean? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
All of my brethrens there have been stopping anyone. This is like on a Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Anyone who's bothered to take any interest there, they've stopped and said, this is what my friend's doing in there. It's his birthday. We've paid for him to get in. His base has been pushed in. He'll be coming out soon. Obviously, some people have buoyed that off. Obviously, some people, like English people, have stayed there, like, having their pint.
They're all standing
outside waiting for him to come out. Yeah.
No, but I saw that so much in Amsterdam. You see it all the time, a group of English lads outside going, wee, wee, and then their mate comes out and they go, wee, you know.
Yeah, and when I came outside, there's bare people I don't know, like old men, you know what I mean, like geezers I've never met. I remember this old bald-headed geezer, like balding geezer, like Arabic dude, balding Arabic dude, Turkish or something, walking by, he's vinegar. And all of the whole canal police just screaming up in front of the place. Fucking hell.
Did they all lift you up on their shoulders like that? And like,
forgetting a tiny little happy ending.
Yeah.
I bet you I told them that I banged her. I was like, I banged her.
Yeah.
She had the best sex of her life. I'm telling you, this bird won't be able to walk for 2 weeks.
She's going to have to quit now, man. You know?
I bet I gave it the large, man. That's how I lost my V-plates, bro. Wow. Because they all thought I banged her.
Yeah. Wow, man. That's hilarious, man.
That was fucking awful.
But the stress.
That was
like,
fucking awful.
Yeah. And I, you know what, you reminded me as well of a Brazil story, man. Big up Brazil every time. It's been a while. Big up Brazil every time. No, but because I was teaching English there, and I was mainly doing conversational classes. So you'd sit with a student, you know, 2-3 times a week for an hour.
Sit with some sexy Brazilian lady face to face. I can see where this is going. I can see where it's going.
No, you can't. One of my main jobs was this big office building, yeah, where people, they had, it was like a gas or natural gas company or something like that. And they used to do a lot of deals with people in Europe, and it was all in English. So they all knew English and they spoke English perfectly well, but they just wanted someone to have a conversation with each week to like kind of just stay on top of things, you know, and maybe correct things if they got questions.
You bagged them all.
They're mostly men. They were mostly men.
Ah!
So I had a few female ones, but...
Little hand shandy.
But listen, so I had to come up with conversational topics. You know, that was part of my job. Like, you know, to sit there and like bring up topics. Like, you know, we'd talk about songs and we'd talk about... you know, all sorts of stuff. I'd have to like bring up the topic, you know what I mean? And
you'd have to make the lesson.
And one of the topics eventually, because I got to know these people, like, you know, I was teaching them for a year and a bit, you know, a couple of hours a week. So I got really close and friendly with these people. And so we'd talk about all sorts of shit. Yeah. And then eventually the topic would come to losing your virginity. Yeah. And I found out in Brazil, it's standard procedure. Once you turn 16, either your older brother or your dad takes you to a prosy.
Gets it
out of the way. So that's just...
Now you man.
Yeah,
now you are man.
Exactly. So that's just standard practice out there. That's what happens.
That is what happens.
And I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know the psychological impact of that. I'm sure it's not healthy, man. But also, in a way, like, you think about your
first
time...
That's not for the whole of Brazil, obviously.
Obviously, I'm generalizing, but from all the people I spoke, they were like, kind of, like, it's normal here. That's what kind of happens. You know what I mean? Once you turn 16, like I said, your older brother or your dad will take you to a thing and just, like, knock it out.
That's what it's like. In Colombia, man, the best jobs for a young girl to get is prostitution or partner of a drug dealer. If they're coming from that part of Colombia where they've got nothing,
no, exactly.
Because you can pay for your family, you pay for this, and obviously the drug deal is dangerous and the prostitution is dangerous. They're both dangerous.
Yeah,
both. But they're the best, like in the favelas, in the normal, for the normal working class people. That's the best
their aspirations
that your daughter can get, because then she's bringing in she's bringing in dope to the house.
Yeah, so
even if she's a narco partner.
It's a fucked up state of affairs, man. What can I say? But listen, this is depressing now, man. Let's listen to your tune and we'll do a bit of...
Oh, but don't look back. Don't look back in anger. Could be construed as a depressing tune. It's not depressing tune.
Okay, this is John Lee Hooker.
But the thing is, it's quite long. You need to hear Van Morrison and John Lee kind of singing to each other. Don't look back. Like, fuck it.
Well, let's get into it, man. I'm going to pour myself a drink.
Sensational tune.
All right.
Get yourself a goddamn drink.
And then we'll do some graffiti critique.
Buy this chip. Don't look back. Some of the lyrics in this book. You can just imagine John Lee Hooker playing this.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on a dock.
Don't look back. Or a day.
Listen to him, man.
Or yeah. No good.
It's no good to look back.
I know. So many people trying to live on.
I know so many people trying to live on in the past.
If I could call,
that's what the almshouse is.
Back today. Oh, yet. I never be poor. No good. Stop dreaming, and live on the bone for the future.
Live on for the future.
No good, no good. No, 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 no. It ain't no good. Live on.
Live on
for the future and not the past.
Oh, my face. What a tune, man.
It's
beautiful.
Feel so good.
Keep it, keep it. Let it play.
Yeah. My brother Talal loves Johnny Lee Hooker, man. Plays him all the time.
No.
I don't think you've got this version I sent you.
Hmm?
Has it got Van Morrison on it?
Yeah, yeah, featuring Van Morrison, yeah.
No, no.
Ah, there we go.
Addy, addy.
No, 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 no. We're gonna live.
We're gonna live.
The future.
Not the future. Sing to each other, man. No.
Oh, there's a gone, 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 gone.
It ain't no good.
No good.
Mm-mm.
You gotta stop, stop all your dreaming.
Yeah.
And live on for the future. Baby, don't look back. Don't look back, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back.
No, no.
No, no, Johnny!
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Stop dreaming, stop dreaming. And live on the future, not the past.
Definitely a different version.
The past gone, oh, yeah, by.
I think this is a remastered movie. I don't know.
It's gone by. There's a lot more back and forth on the version that I've got.
Stop dreaming.
Stop dreaming, buddy. Halas, 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 halas. Halas. My Arabic
song.
Getting me through.
That's halas, a beautiful song. Yeah, we should bring that back. We were talking about that. I should teach you Arabic words, you know, a new one each week.
Yeah.
And then you have to apply it in the next episode. You have to use it somehow. Yeah.
So we've bang done, up for that, bro.
We've done khalas. We've done adi.
No, khalas I learned today.
Ah, okay. Khalas means, yeah, finish. Stop.
Yeah, finish.
And adi means normal, you know. Okay, khalas is the one, and you've used it, so that's good. But I should teach you a new one.
Because you didn't teach me khalas.
No.
Someone else taught me khalas today.
Ah, imshi.
Imshi.
Imshi. That means move, bruv. Imshi, move.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Imshi.
Imshi, imshi.
Wallahi, I will boss you up.
You say yalla imshi, that means just get the hell out of here, man, move. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So imshi. Yella imshi means to them they move.
Yeah, just go, yella
not
imshi.
Not listening to that,
like,
shit.
Yella, get on with it. Move. You know what I mean? Go. You know. So imshi literally means walk. You walk.
Imshi.
Imshi. But imshi. But when you say imshi, imshi, it's like yella, move, like go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there we go. Imshi. Yeah. Try and remember that one.
Imshi. I'm writing it down.
Yeah. So remember that for next episode. And talking about, like, I did mention
but wait,
it. Oh, sorry.
What are my Arabic words?
Khalas, imshi, and adi.
No, there's yalla.
Yalla as well, yeah, yalla.
Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum.
Shukran.
Shukran is thank you.
You told me shukran.
Yeah. Oh, yo, should I teach you the worst swear word you can ever say to someone? Like the worst insult you could do?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going
to
say
I try to be a nice guy.
I know, but it's fun to learn swear words, man. This one, I'm telling you now, don't just say it to Arabic. If you meet an Arabic person, go, oh, yeah, and just say this to them, they'll get offended. So be wary of who you say it to, yeah? I'll tell you the whole thing, but then I'm going to teach you a way to remember it, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, yin andin rab abuk ars, yeah?
Yeah, that's a lot of words.
I know, but what you got to remember is, let's say there's two Japanese guys, yeah? One's called Yin and one's called Dean, yeah?
One's called Dean?
Dean. So you go, look, Dino. You put a peace sign, that's when the balloons come up. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yin?
Okay, I just realized that. Yin and Dean rub a book on their arse. So that's what you got to remember. Yin and Dean rub a book, arse. Yeah, that's
rub
the...
Rub a book?
Arse.
Arse.
Yeah.
Like a Scottish man saying arse.
Yeah, arse. Arse. Yeah, exactly. Yin and Dean rub a book arse. Do you know what it means?
No.
It basically means fuck your father's religion and everything he believes. And then arse is like just it. A way of saying times 100.
Really?
So it's, yeah,
I like it a lot.
And the thing is, in Arabic, when you diss your dad's religion, that means you're dissing your whole family because the dad is the head of the family. And then, you know, so whatever he believes and trickles down.
Fire upon all of them.
Yeah, everybody.
This is amazing.
So yin and din rub
yin
a book.
And din, you have to do the rub a book.
You don't have to roll the R. Yin and din rub a book.
Ars. It's more ass, not ass. I wrote ass. No, I need to write ass.
Yeah.
I need to write ass.
Yeah, so there you go. And you can use it at home, people, but please use it wisely.
Yinadin Robabuk Ars.
There you go. That was perfect.
Jesus Christ.
That was perfect, man. All right, let's do a quick graph critique.
Oh, yeah, let's have a bit of critique, bruv.
Let me send you this one.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm going to have a little look around if there's any munch.
All right, well, don't munch now. No, theme, don't munch now. We're almost done. We're almost done. Just sit down. I've just sent you one.
Send me the two.
I've sent it. Someone sent this in. I think this is in Ireland. Yeah.
WhatsApp ting, yeah. WhatsApp ting, yeah.
WhatsApp.
In Ireland.
This is a man.
Hasn't come through.
My memory, isn't it? Oh, there we go. Okay, no. Now it's sent. There we go. Sorry.
There we go.
He sent this in. He said, have at it. I think it says dog or Daz. No, it must be dog.
That's an L at the end. That's an R and then an L.
Oh, no, no. It says dogs. No, Daz. D-A-R-Z by the look of it.
Is that a Z at the end?
I don't know, man.
It's got to be an L, bruv.
Or an L, maybe. Oh. But look at the tag on the left
side.
It could
be a U, Daru.
Oh, no, it says on the left. Oh, mate. Maybe he's just misspelled his name rather than writing. He doesn't want to be bait. So he mashed the letters.
One of them ones.
By the looks of it.
How dumb are we, bruv?
Yeah, I don't want to bait him up too much. But he did send it in. He said, yo, check it out. It's on a train for the people listening. He sent a piece on a train. It's a piece as well.
Can't have it. Exactly. It's a piece on a train.
Colorful piece. Dark blue outline with a shadow. It's got like a... pinks and purple and orange and yellow in the three in the scheme. It's got green one time with like bubbles going around it. He's put some, I mean, you can see it's on a train, so he's not taking his time. He's done it quite quickly. Yeah, it's quite rough around the edges, all fat cat business. But I like it. It's got some nice styles to it. It's got isms hanging off the edges. I like the letters, the bounce and the flow. It's almost top to bottom. It's quite one of those quite big trains as well. So it's probably quite difficult. You can see at the top of the piece where he's flared it out because he can barely reach the top. And he's just reached the top of the windows.
I hate that.
I like it. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't hate that. I hate what you're saying.
What?
You can't reach the fucking top and you can't fucking see if the fucking light's on. You're like, fuck's sake.
Yeah, it is. But I kind of like that when things flare up at the top. I think it can be done well and it can look stylish.
I like graph on trains, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It does look 10 times better on a train.
I like it when they come off like a little bit. Even if it comes off a little bit, then I give it more props because I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, the dude...
This one, he's pulled it off a little bit. So I'm like, yeah, it's absolutely fucking sweet.
It's definitely not his first train. You can tell that.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And I like a four-letter reach. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. And what else was I going to say about it? Sorry that we didn't get it right straight away.
Yeah, it's
sorry
all good,
that
man.
We didn't clock straight away.
It's really nice. I like it a lot, man. And kind of the style kind of suits the train. Like, I could just imagine it moving and the letters.
It's not my type of letters.
Yeah, they're a bit funky, you know, but I don't mind them. I don't mind them. I like them.
I just want people to do those big, fat dubs, like the dubs we were looking at earlier.
Mm.
Criminal Damage dub or a big sub dub, just like crisp in fucking plastico blue.
Yeah.
And fucking, I just want to see that, man. Mm. So much. It's wicked doing a piece on the train. Don't get me wrong, it's sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see... Man, those kind of dubs, ganja dubs, fat dubs.
Look at back
Can
at
you
this.
Imagine how good Vizzo would be now if he's still doing great.
Oh, yeah. But I reckon because he was quite an experimental guy, man, even back then, before he passed to way too early, man. So rest in peace, Vizzo, no doubt. But he was quite experimental back then. He was doing quite funky styles and doing like... More
but everyone knew he was
things.
The nuts.
He was the nuts, man. The dude put
everyone
in work.
Knew he was the nuts back then.
Yeah. And I don't know. I reckon now he might be painting weird abstract shit. Man. I don't know. Like, he could have gone in that direction.
It's
going to
be weird like Mode 2.
Yeah, I don't think Mode 2 is weird. I love Mode 2. But yeah, anyway. But I know what you're saying.
War and peace comments on Instagram. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
All right, let's do one more. Big up my man, Dog or Drake. Respect.
But it wasn't Drake. I think you should bleep that out.
What? Which bit?
I say you you saying, oh, do you know what it is? He actually paints trains because he's done the words like the wrong way around, okay. So we can't say it in the.
I'll cut that bit out.
That kind of shit. No, but now you should leave this bit. This bit.
Yeah, this bit I'll leave in. All right, I just sent you something, man.
You just sent me the blood clot ting.
Yeah.
It dropped me out, bruv.
What's your first impression? Describe it to the people listening. What can you see?
Blimey. I can see a fleshy coloured. Like, it does remind me of some old man's gonads, kind of fleshy coloured.
Yeah.
If one is kind of trying to be, man, this is impossible to describe. This is so whack, yeah, that we are not of the same blood group. Oh. I cannot read this kind of fucking mess. I don't even know what it says. Someone's done a throw up over someone else's dub, which also looks shit, which looks like it could be his. Look at that chrome behind with the B, and then look at the, man, it looks like it could be his, yeah. But it says FWB, people. It's painted in brown. It's got orange dripping down from it. And on top of the orange, it's got blue dripping down on top of that. But that orange and blue is way too high. It doesn't drip down enough or anything. The rest of it is just like this flesh color thing. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
FWB, maybe it's a crew. Big up to them, yeah? Forever wanking buffaloes. But what else do you want to do?
What was the zebra one from before?
No, we can't talk about that because it turned out them men were from Hackney and they were going to bust us up.
Oh, yeah, it was RZ. Yeah, Raping Zebra Crew. Yeah, no, respect that.
Who was it? Someone got in touch and said, oi.
Yeah, it was a Jobsy.
Oh, we did a Jobsy. Yeah, yeah, we didn't know.
So this was done in 2023. You can see he wrote that. For me, man, it's a throw up, but he's really filled it in properly.
Yeah,
and
he's
like
gone over himself.
Outlined it properly, you know what I mean? And did it one time. I mean, as
he's
in
gone
like
over himself.
He's filled
that
it
chrome,
in as if
look
he...
at the chrome behind it.
Yeah,
he's gone over himself. Look at the B of the chrome. It's exactly the same as his B.
It's true. Yeah, that's the same shape.
And the
yeah.
F bit,
it's the same shape. He's upgraded from a dub now to like a pieced out throw up. Listen, it is really whack. I mean, it's let me say what's good about it first. It's proportional.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? It's on a brick wall. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's a Hall of Fame. Maybe that's out there somewhere. Maybe it's a trackside. I don't know.
That could be a little trackside thing, I think.
So props for him on that. But yeah, like just the cat diarrhea brown he's used, yeah? And then the orange and the blue just, no way. The FW
unless he's racked it.
Okay, and then the FW isn't even that bad. It's just the way it goes into the B and the way the B just bulbs out like that, like it's like a, like, you know, one of them dudes is like his belly flops over his belt. You know, it's kind of like that type of shape. I'm just not into that at all, man.
What does FWB stand for, bro? Let's have a couple of those.
Well, like you said, what did you say? Forever wanking. Forever wanking.
Fingering white bitches.
Why? What's wrong with fingering brown bitches? I'm just kidding.
Well, it's not FBB, bro.
FWB. I used to have a crew FW, which was Forever West Side.
FWB, Forever.
But
Forever.
Forever West Side, bitches.
Fasting when bloated.
That's a good one.
That's it, man. Munching you.
Fuck, I can't think of one now, just off the spur at the moment, off the top of my head. Fixing.
Oi, so listen up, people, anyway, man. We've got some Coolio guests coming on. We're resurrecting Coolio and bringing him on to the podcast. Okay. That's going to be an amazing one.
Yeah. Now, listen, theme, I have to mention it because I did mention it last episode. I said we were going to have Bando on this week and he flopped. So hopefully he'll still happen, but let's just see how it goes. We had everything planned. We got everything ready.
We can't do anything.
You know,
we can't speak French.
But what can we do? I should stop really announcing guests before they come on because you never fucking know, man. I should just stop saying it at all, man. Because we got crazy ones that people have said, yeah, but I'm just not going to talk about it anymore until it happens. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
You know what I mean? These motherfucking dudes.
But that's some West Coast shit. Huh? That's West Coast shit, bruv. You know what I mean? That's what? The time difference.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mother lovers waking up having pancakes, chicken and waffles on Sunday morning, like 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll be having chicken and waffles, baby.
No, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, all good, brother, man. Let's call it a day there. Episode
64, five away from 69, when your mother and nanny and grandma will give it mine.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please, you know, leave a like and a comment here on the YouTube. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a little 5-star rating. Just do it now. It'll only take you a couple seconds. It's really appreciated. It just helps push us higher up in the algorithm so more people can check it out. Other than that, I'm out, sir.
I'm out on the note that I was going to buy 7,000 high coats for the listeners and give it away as a giveaway, but Maddie said no. But we're out. Episode 64, baby. Yo. Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?